I'm Barry Jacobs, and welcome to The Talk. Well, you all heard about the news this week, maybe, maybe not, depending on where you live. O.J. Simpson, one of the greatest running backs of all time, has died. Now, a lot of people don't remember his football career, but they know him more so as the guy who got away with murder of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. And the funny thing about that trial, now this was probably one of the first times an entire trial was broadcast on television and millions of people were glued daily in watching this trial. And I was one of them. And at the time I worked as a private investigator for a company and there were about six, seven of us sitting in the lunchroom watching this trial start on television. And within 20 minutes of the trial starting, I blurted out, not guilty. And everybody looked at me and went, what? I'm like, he is going to walk. And it's not because of his dream team. I said, he's just going to walk out. They're not going to convict him of this. And I was pretty confident at that time. So one of my colleagues actually opened his wallet and said, $20. And then all of a sudden, everybody put $20 down on the table. And my boss walked in, and my boss looks at the money on the table. He's like, what's going on? And they were all like, Barry says he's not guilty. And my boss looked at me. He's like, what? He goes, oh, Barry, come on, man. I said, I just got this feeling that he is going to walk away. He's not going to be found guilty of this. And my boss then doubled the money right there and then and said, if I lose, I'm going to lose like a whole paycheck, basically. And I was like, yep, pretty much. Anyway, we were watching the trial and there were so many blunders that were made. Now, hear me out. Before the trial started, I had already said not guilty. And it was just because of the fact that the LAPD, more so their homicide detectives, were just not they weren't capable of solving a crime. It was especially high profile ones. High profile cases seem to be, you know, the ones where they blunder up the most, and it's because of the pressure. Now, I have read the transcripts of the trial. I have read every single book possible on the subject. And honestly, the number of mistakes, regardless of who the defendant is. But the fact is that the LAPD made so many mistakes on that investigation that there was just no possible way a jury could convict him. No possible way. Now, of course, OJ had the money to get the best lawyers he could possibly find. And whereas another regular person who doesn't make that much money can also get a good lawyer, maybe. But the fact of the matter is, if you looked at the investigation, it was doomed. It was just ridiculous. And I'll give you a couple of examples here. Now, I'm not defending O.J. Simpson. I am merely pointing out the mistakes the LAPD homicide detectives did. The first mistake they made was grabbing a blanket from inside Nicole's house to cover her body. That's mistake number one. Why? Why did they not go to their own vehicles where they have sterilized blankets to cover the bodies? That's why they have them. But they chose instead to go inside and grab a blanket from inside to cover her. Well, you can't sit there and say, well, OJ was there. Well, yeah, he was there. And the blanket was from inside the house. He was there. Yeah, of course. That doesn't prove anything. Okay. Number two, they then decided that they better go to O.J. Simpson's house. Now, here they were just at a crime scene, bloody crime scene, and they decide in their infinite wisdom to go to O.J. Simpson's house? Gee, I wonder why Nicole's blood and Ron Goldman's blood was found at the house. Well, it's because those two detectives were there. You never go from a crime scene to somebody else, to another location. You just don't do that. You send somebody else. But they didn't do that. They did not do that. They went from one crime scene to another. Well, that's called cross-contamination. Vials of blood were missing. A pair of shoes were missing as evidence for, I think, 24 hours. There was Mark Furman, a rookie homicide detective, was left alone while the two lead detectives were inside O.J. Simpson's house. Okay. Now, Mark Furman, a known racist, then at the trial lied through his teeth about the whole thing. Right? Now, I'm sorry, but if you're on the jury and you're hearing all of this, you don't need to be an expert in any of this, but you know that the mistakes made by the LAPD would never be enough to convict anybody. It's as simple as that. Now, do I believe O.J. Simpson killed Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I just looked at what I could find from the trial and based it on that. Again, I don't know. Is he capable of it? Sure. I mean, we're all capable of it, but here's where I'm having a hard time with this, okay, folks? This is where I'm having a hard time. I have a hard time believing that somebody who is 46 years old not only can kill one person, female, but also a healthy 23-year-old male who is in the top physical condition. I don't know. I just don't know. And that's where I don't know. Again, I just looked at everything that I could find about the subject, and it was just too much for the prosecution office, because even they were under tremendous pressure for a conviction. So they pushed whatever they could find and hoped that it would turn into a conviction, because it was a high profile case. But it is what it is. They found him not guilty. Okay. All right. Whatever. But, a lot of people love to judge, and I'm just not one of those people. I am not one of those people that instantly will judge somebody. I need to know a lot more. Like I said, when I worked as a private investigator, I never said, okay, this person's guilty, now let's go find evidence to support that. I never did that. What I did do was look at what I could find about the individual, and then through some investigation work, I'll figure it out. If that person was cheating or whatever the case was that I was working on, if the allegation of what they were saying is true. That was my job. The LAPD in this case did not do their job. It was fumbled from the very beginning. Sad to say, now they'll never know. They'll never know, because O.J. Simpson's house has now been completely demolished and Nicole Brown's house has been completely redone. So everything is gone. It's going to be the case known as the trial of the century without a conviction. Simple as that. Now that he has passed, now his estate is going to go into probate, and it stands good reason that the Goldmans will get some money out of it. It all depends in the next couple of weeks what they find and what the total assets and everything else can be. So it's going to be interesting. Will they get their judgment? Will they not get their judgment? It's hard to say. But like I said, you know, O.J. Simpson was one of the best running backs. And sadly, he will not be remembered as that. He will always be remembered as the guy who got away with murder. I'm Barry Jacobs, and thanks for listening.